101.3 WIBD AM 1470. That's Cat Stevens and Wild World. It is 8:10, 68 degrees, and kind of muggy out there this morning. And in the studio for a community conversation this morning, we have Amy Brager, who is a nurse with the West Bend School District. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in. This is kind of a timely topic. August is Immunization Awareness Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, back to school. Now is a time for parents to start thinking, make sure that their kids' immunizations are up to date.
Yes. We urge parents and families to get out there and call their medical providers, call the health department, make sure that your child is up to date prior to entering back into school. If they're not, they can definitely get in at this time to get an appointment set up and make sure they have everything they need so that they're ready.
Now, are there particular state laws or school district rules as far as what kind of vaccinations, immunizations kids need in to go to school?
Yes. So we follow the state requirements, which is a very specific set of vaccines at certain times. The biggest one that we see issues with is that Tdap booster that goes into sixth grade. There are some physicians out there that won't vaccinate until they're a certain age, and some kids don't turn, 11 or so before sixth grade. So we've had a lot of community conversation about making sure that vaccine can be given anytime between 10 and 12. But if it's not given before the sixth grade mark, then they fall into what we call the non-compliance list at our district, and then they will receive those state letters, with those warnings saying you must be compliant before entering school or you'll be excluded.
Speaking of compliance, now the district did get some recognition because you achieved a pretty impressive compliance rate last year.
We did. We received a 99.7% compliance rate, and that was up almost 3% from the previous year, which is a lot of students when you think about it. So our nurses worked very, very hard to make sure that a lot of families were communicated with. We were identifying barriers of, if a family couldn't, maybe their first language isn't English and they needed those forms translated, or maybe they were having a hard time getting to their physician. So how can we help them with transportation and things like that? So I personally made close to 300 phone calls. I know that our site nurses work really hard to call all of the families that work, that go to their certain schools. We had two former nurses in the district, Lisa Oliver and Amy Bramer, that went to a separate conference in Madison to get some more ideas of how to reach out to those families and make sure that we are making those connections. So really, our team just pulled together and worked really hard to make sure that we don't have to exclude children from school, if we can help it. We were really honored to be recognized by the health department this year. They nominated us, and there's only one that can win it for the state of Wisconsin. So this year we are the CDC Childhood Immunization Champion for the state of Wisconsin.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Now, if parents are having trouble paying for immunizations, is there a program? Is there an option?
They can call the health department. The Washington-Ozaukee Public Health Department can help them get set up with different options. They see all sorts of things from transportation to I don't have a medical provider right now to my medical provider won't allow me to have this vaccine right this minute because of an age restriction or what have you, to financial issues. So they are definitely a great resource. They just request that you call and make an appointment. So we call them all the time with questions and concerns that we have. So we definitely recommend that.
Now, I can remember back when I was in grade school, back in the Stone Age, they had, the needles were still stone, actually, but but they used to, we used to get the booster shots right there in school. They had the little, little gun that they just, you get the little shot in the arm, but that's not quite the way you do it anymore.
We don't do that at our district. I know there are some other districts that do that. We don't, there are some things with liability and cost and,
sure,
all those types of things that we haven't been able to explore. But it is a large project to take on to be able to give vaccines right then and there. So it is something that right now we recommend calling your medical provider first and foremost. And definitely the health department is another great resource.
All right. And if you call your health provider, your primary, whatever you're calling, mm-hmm. they'll have the exact list of exactly what you need. Plus, they'll be able to pull up your records and go, I need this one, right?
Yes. So they have access to the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. You can certainly give them a call and say, you know, am I up to date for my child for the school year? And they will certainly let you know. We run reports as well at the beginning of the year since we have to file reports with the state. So if for some reason something isn't coming through on their end, we will certainly contact those families and let them know that, you know, hey, it looks like we're missing one here. And then they can be back and forth between their child's provider.
And the idea for people who don't get the immunization requirement, it's because we don't want diseases to spread among school kids, right?
Right. It is the best way to prevent those illnesses in our community. And when you look at some of those bigger things like measles that are coming back, you know, they're happening more so, they're spreading more quickly in areas that have larger populations of unvaccinated individuals.
Yeah, I remember last spring, Milwaukee Public Schools talking about they had a pretty amazing number of kids that they didn't think were vaccinated for measles.
Yes.
And so you want to avoid that.
Yeah, we don't have any current cases in Wisconsin, but we know that it's just a matter of time. We always say it's a plane ride away, you know. So we know it's in Illinois. We know that it's in a lot of bigger cities. And, you know, with our airport being so close in Milwaukee, it's a matter of time before a case of measles reaches us. So we want to be as prepared as possible.
Sure. Any other before the kids start school health hints do you have for kids or parents?
You know, we always talk about at the start of the school year, making sure that your kids are healthy in general. You know, making sure that you're doing a lot of hand washing and that flu prevention. We're about to get all of our kids in one classroom.
One giant Petri dish.
Yes,
right?
Sharing a lot of germs. So also kind of we talk about lice, you know, making sure that as the weather gets colder and we're starting to put our hats and gloves and coats on, that we're not sharing those items with other children. You know, as sleepovers become more prevalent, that we're all practicing good hygiene, and that's hand washing first and foremost, but also making sure that you're not sharing those things, utensils, cups,
all right,
all that fun stuff.
Anything else that people should know as they get the kids ready for school health-wise?
I think that's about it. I think just making sure that your kids are healthy and ready to start the school year, and giving your physician a call or your medical provider a call and asking to make sure that they're up to date.
All right. Amy Brager, registered nurse with the West Bend School District. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.